And we're live.
We are.
30 minutes with Zach and... Oh, jeez.
Already, Zach.
Done in 30.
Yep, done in 30 with Zach and Matt. I am Matt, and this is Zach.
I am Zach.
With the deep, booming voice.
Well, thank you.
So, what's the story of Done in 30?
Well, it looks like we're going to talk for 30 minutes, just you and I, nobody else. And it's probably going to be whatever the hell we want to talk about. People will hopefully listen.
So what gave you the idea to start a podcast?
Wait, why are you asking me this?
Because this is your idea.
Was it?
Yeah, you came to me, was it last week? You're like, hey, let's do a podcast.
I feel like you're making up things, but, I have this idea that I want to get into broadcasting someday, so hopefully listening to myself on a podcast will get me into the mood for radio. Maybe sports, I don't know.
So, like, whenever you say radio, do you mean, like, broadcasting, like, sports broadcasting?
Sure. Yeah, preferably sports. I haven't decided yet, because obviously there's comedy involved, and, I could just do local radio stuff, or I could be, I just don't want to be a DJ. That's kind of like the, I don't want to be a shock jock, if you know what I mean.
What's a shock jock?
Traffic and weather together. You know, that kind of stuff.
I know Nick Kroll has a character, El Chupacabra.
Yeah, I don't want to be the guy on the radio that pisses you off when you hear him.
So you'd rather be the guy who's, like, doing traffic or something?
Yeah, but the guy doing traffic is normally pretty lame. But, I mean, True. Hey, he's probably getting paid a lot of money just to tell you who's run into each other.
Yeah, this is, Carrie up in the sky. I just want to say that, it's pretty clear out there.
Yeah, it's a pretty clear day. This guy ran into this guy. Stay away from this intersection. The usual.
Let's see, what else? I know this is going to be the first episode, so it's going to be a little rough.
Oh, naturally.
I'm a little quiet over here, by the way.
I kind of turned you down a little bit.
Oh, was it too loud?
Well, you're varying where you were. And you got that nice full voice. You really don't need that full volume.
Oh, well, okay. As long as you can hear me, that's all that matters.
Yeah, I can turn you up a little bit.
That's whatever you want to do, man.
Let's turn you up a little bit.
Give me some juice. So what I hear in the headphones, is that me recording style?
Or yeah.
Recording-wise?
Yeah.
I'll be.
And what's nice about this little setup is we can actually hear both of our voices.
Yeah.
And the old setup I had with Tyler from the Chronicles of Critics podcast, which you can listen to on SoundCloud.
Oh, man. Chronicles of Critics?
Yeah. The idea was we would review movies.
Okay.
And just kind of talk about it. We'd have a version where you could just listen to it and pretty much tell you if it's good or bad without spoiling too much.
Yeah.
And then we'd have the spoilers version, which was the extended version.
Are we going to try and do the same thing?
I mean, I guess we could talk about movies every once in a while, but like...
Let's do it.
The idea is just to kind of talk for 30 minutes.
Oh, well, yeah, we can do that, too. I just don't know if I'm that interesting or not.
I mean, you've got stories.
Yeah, but I don't know if I really want to tell them yet.
Yeah, and you'd have to change the names and some of them.
You gotta buy me a drink first.
Yeah, I'll buy you several drinks. We'll have, Done 30 After Dark Hours?
Yeah, there is the idea of Done in 30 After Dark. This will probably be some not safe for work material, and hopefully people will enjoy that as well.
Another possible idea was it... Dirty 30?
Yeah. Yeah, like a
dirty. Or we talk about, like, dirty topics.
Dirty 30, like a case of beer.
Yeah.
You don't really feel good after a dirty 30 of Natty Ice, and you're not going to feel good after a dirty 30 with Matt and Zach, so...
That's for sure.
Ultimately, you're going to feel horrible.
Yeah, either way, you're just going to end up hot and sticky. a little bronchitis, what you got over there?
Okay, so I had a cold... Approximately 2 weeks ago, and the cold ended, I don't know, a week and a half ago. But the cough, she hasn't left me yet, so.
Yeah, I think, how long did she have it? You said a couple of weeks?
I mean, it's been a couple of weeks since I've had it, but I can't stop coughing. I don't know what it is.
I mean, your body could just have the habit of coughing, and now it's like, I'm gonna cough now, because that's just what I do.
You would thought I was like a smoker for 30 years, and I just quit, but.
My name's Zachariah.
I mean, I'm smoking from the trach tube.
Oh, yeah. I was actually in a movie. Speaking of movies, I was in Ong Bak Thai Warrior. I don't know if you saw that.
What is it called?
Ong Bak. It's a Thai movie.
I've never seen it, Matt. Tell me all about it.
Well, Zach, it's about a, I guess like a guy from a village who wants to be a monk. He's learning this secret martial arts Thai style. And somebody steals his like village's idol, and he has to go to the cities to get it back while kneeing and elbowing people on the way.
So it's a majestic journey of elbowing people and kneeing people in the face.
Yeah, it's the unpolite journey of Ong Bak.
Okay, so tell me, what kind of martial arts is specific to the Thais? Is there like a is there a word for this?
I mean, there's like Muay Thai, the boxing with
you
the
have
kicks
my,
and stuff.
Okay, I've heard that.
You know, I really don't know too much about like Taiwanese martial arts. Like the big thing is Muay Thai, because it's like their Taekwondo. Because
sure,
Taekwondo is big in Korea. Muay Thai is big in Thailand. It's a kind of a brutal little sport.
I've heard Joe Rogan talk about Muay Thai quite a bit, but that's all I know.
Joe Rogan from the Rogan Experience.
Oh, the Joe Rogan Experience. Yes, we can plug that. He's a comic genius and a very funny guy, so you should check him out.
It's lately he's kind of talking to the same four or five people, it seems like. It's Joey Coco Diaz, Ari Shaffir.
Joey Diaz. He is a true god among men.
And it's funny whenever he has people where he can't pronounce his name. It's like Antonina Papopoulos.
Have you ever listened to his podcast?
Yeah, well,
it's interesting. I think I've got one under my belt, and it basically starts off with him shouting, and, here it is.
Or Ari Shaffir?
No, Joey Diaz.
Oh.
He's, so here it is, like, he wakes up around 5:30 in the morning.
Can you do the Joey Coco Diaz voice?
No, I'm not gonna try. I'm just gonna embarrass myself. Basically, he wakes up at, like, 5:30 or some ungodly hour.
Mm-hmm. Eats his cannabis gummy bears.
Yeah, he eats something, he smokes something, he drinks something, it doesn't matter. And then he just starts shouting into the microphone. And normally there's like a national anthem or a Stars and Stripes, Star Spangled Banner playing in the background. And the one I heard, he was just screaming about, you know, like, wake the fuck up, America. This is
this is Joey Coco Diaz. We should. I wonder. I want to hear a Joey Coco Diaz Alex Jones impression.
Oh.
The chemtrails. The chemtrails.
Oh man, Joe Rogan's impression of Alex Jones. What was his name again?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. Oh jeez. And wasn't he famous for something before he got into the conspiracy stuff?
Didn't
he do like a CNN or Fox News program, and then he just kind of went solo and just started talking about how the government's ruining our lives.
So, and then that caveated to his own show.
Ooh, you're using big words on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should do a crossword every once in a while. Then I could use a $5 word.
That'd be kind of fun. Like, we start randomly. We pick, like, a word that doesn't seem dirty for the Dirty 30, and then we, like, teach it to somebody.
Yeah, there's a lot of words like that. I can't think of anything right now, but I definitely I know where you're going at.
Like, vulva. I mean, it's not necessarily a dirty word, but, like...
It is dirty, though.
It is pretty dirty.
Would you want to tell a 10-year-old what a vulva is? No, okay. A 10-year-old, I guess, would be okay, but let's say, I don't know, like a 6-year-old, if they saw the word written down.
If they're going through, like, Stitcher, SoundCloud, YouTube, or wherever the heck we are, and they're finding this podcast, sure, why not?
I am assuming that they're going to be of age, but then again... I don't know, man. The kind of stuff we saw when we were kids, I feel like it's escalated to even younger nowadays.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know. My first kiss was 14, something like that.
Oh, we're getting into that, huh?
Yeah.
14. We'll leave that for a later day. I'm not going to talk about that yet.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know if it'd be interesting, but we could do a crossword. Yeah, yes.
Like, or like a word of the day.
Word of the day.
That'd be kind of fun. Have you ever listened to...
I don't think that's ever been done before.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly not at a Playhouse environment.
Yeah. Oh, man. Like a clown playhouse. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
Now, you're with me? You're with me? Mr.
All I can think of is UHF.
Oh.
Whatever that guy's name is that does the Playhouse or the show that has all the kids in the studio audience and it gets huge. Please tell me you've seen UHF.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
The guy who played Kramer.
Kramer from Seinfeld, whatever his real name is.
Yeah, and Weird Al was a lot of the characters. One of my favorite scenes was it the Hot Shots?
Oh, yeah.
That scene. Or actually, or what was it from Commando originally? It was
With
like
Weird Al in it?
Yeah. It was like, no, originally it was, Stallone or I want to say Schwarzenegger. And he has this like large machine gun that he's just like one-handing. Like,
okay, you're referring to the scene where he shoots everything with a gun and it blows up.
Yes.
And then at one point he takes a bow and arrow with a chicken on it and lodges it into a man's chest.
That was Hot Shots.
Yeah, but the source
material.
Okay, I'm an idiot. So yes, back to UHF. Yes, he is.
He was I think he was like Rambo and like
he hangs out of a helicopter and he blows everything. The Eiffel Tower just shoots it, blows it up, and or maybe he's flying the helicopter. You know what? It's been a while since I've seen it. See,
and,
this would be
not
good.
Only that, but like everyone was like point blank shooting their guns at him.
Yes, there is a scene where a guy is spraying straight from the hip, and he just like runs up and knifes him or something. I think somebody was clever enough to use that as a GIF for like the explanation for Call of Duty. Have you ever seen that?
Now, is it GIF or CHIF?
Oh God! Hell, we could talk about that for 30 minutes. No, I'm just kidding. That's awful. What did I just see the other day? It was like some guy was trying to break it down on live television.
Really?
There was actually somebody talking about
it. Was like CNN or
but
something?
It wasn't the internet. Yeah, let's say
this
the Daily
children
Show.
Is a meme.
Yeah. Oh man, my cousin says meme. Drives me up the wall.
I mean, meme is kind of an interesting word.
Well, yeah, it's something born from the internet. It's not something that's in the real culture.
Maybe the pronunciation is kind of a troll.
Oh.
Yeah, I got like Inception level on you.
You got deep on me. I like the thought that it could be a troll, but I don't want to like lose faith in humanity like that.
Because
that means everything you... Not everything, but most things are a troll.
I wonder what the origin of meme is anyway. Like, how did that word come to be?
Who the hell knows? Can you hear me breathing?
Can I hear you breathing?
Yeah, you were doing the whole, like, pulling the mic away.
Whenever I was laughing, so it didn't, like, because there's no filter or anything on this.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just all pure Zachariah, that robot.
You know,
speaking box.
If the guys at work knew I was doing this, they would probably just shit, because really? I would say 50% of my coworkers harass me for talking too much.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's a perfect venue for you to talk as much as you want.
And it's funny, though. After I'm done at work, it's like, I don't have anything to talk about. I gotta find something. Like, somebody's got to fall over or something's got to shatter, and then I can start talking about it.
they're literally just, like, weathering the storm until you stop talking, and then somebody like trips and falls or goes in the bathroom and like, oh crap, here he goes again.
And here he goes. Okay, here's an example of what they do to me at work. So a guy at work asks me how my swimming's going, and I tell him that I went to the pool last night, did an okay job. The other guy walks in the room and he says, okay, hold on. He said, you must have asked him a question, that's why you got him started, right? What a dick, right? I mean, this guy is questionable anyways. Mm-hmm. But you know, I could work with him, but could I actually, like, hang out with him?
Probably not. That's,
no. And
that's like 90% of any work environment.
Well, here's the sad part. He's actually the closest in age to me, but yet I feel very distant from him. Most of the other men I work with, very easy to get along with.
Would you say that you're an old soul or something? Like, you can relate to older people, or...?
No, they don't, they don't judge people for not, Okay, let me explain to you this kind of human being this guy is. He will judge people if they use air conditioning in the summertime.
Like you're not supposed to use air conditioning?
In a car, by the way. I should have prefaced that. He will...
just roll down your windows, man. Just roll them down. I mean, that's why God invented powered windows.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And power windows, I'm sure that's a big thing for him, too. But, yeah, a couple summers ago, we talked about...
Why even power it? Just got a crank, man. It's just human power right there.
A couple of summers ago, he actually thought and then spoke the fact that, why would you need air conditioning? Just roll your windows down. And I said, what if you want to listen to music? His response was, just turn it up. Yeah, just turn it up.
George Carlin had a bit about that. Get out of your, or like you stop your car and you're like, who fucking, or what was it? As soon as he gets back in the car, the music's so loud, he's like, who turned up my radio?
Okay. So, it's funny you mention that, because in the newer cars,
mm-hmm.
no offense to your drive, or to your car, but...
Does it, like, automatically turn down the radio?
Yes. So, in my car, 2014
Chevrolet
Cruze... So,
it, like, fades into 11 instead of starting at 11?
No. Well, I mean, that's, like, speed control volume. That's been around for decades, I'm sure. But In my car, you can actually set it to when you get in. You have that is the max level of volume when you get in. It's really slick.
Huh.
So pretty much you can, like on the way here, I had music pretty loud, but I can turn the car off and turn it right back on, and it will be quiet.
Interesting.
And I was listening to Bluetooth, and then it will automatically go back to FM radio, and it's not blaring when you get in the car.
Huh. Let's go Swiss scientists or whoever invented that.
I mean, that's pretty slick, isn't it?
Yeah. My car doesn't do that at all.
Well, you see, I made the decision that I wanted to drive something new, and so I got the high-tech radio, so I could do that.
I guess I could install a radio. That's the thing, right?
It'd be a pain in the you-know-what. Yeah, the keister. Thank you.
Yeah. and you say you're not an old soul.
Well, see, here's the thing. There's a lot of children in my family,
mm-hmm.
and if I have to edit myself, I have to try and find words so I can still convey the message that I'm trying to speak.
I think like youth pastors do this too.
Hmm?
They'll say like, "Shut the front door."
Oh yeah. And okay, I can't think of another good example. But
so you don't have like any creative like.
I'm not very creative.
Son of a dag nabbit or something like that.
Shut the front door is pretty good. I don't know, just stuff like, gosh darn it, or oh, my personal favorite.
Here we go.
Is you can say fiddlesticks.
Uh-huh.
You haven't heard that in a while.
I haven't. Not outside of, like, League of Legends
and
or something.
And then shucksy darn.
Shucksy darn. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. So.
That's a whopper right there.
That's a whopper. It's a doodah. Yeah. So, I mean, you just got to, I don't know. Using the English language now is kind of boring, so I like to spice it up.
I say fuster cluck.
I like that.
Yeah.
Do you ever... You know, I don't know how much time you spend around Ian, but he will...
little to none.
Okay, so years ago, when we were still in high school, we would do things like, instead of saying the word tomorrow, you say tomorrow.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only example I can think of off the top of my head, but pretty much you take the English language and have fun with it. And so, yeah, the next time you stub your toe or, like, when I hit my knee on your coffee table, you just yell fiddlesticks or... Razzle Dazzle, is that one? I got nothing. Hold on.
I don't think that's a thing. Razzle Dazzle, that's like what you do on the basketball court, right? When you go left and then you go right?
It could be.
And then you throw in like some jazz hands and that's a Razzle Dazzle.
Oh my goodness. I had some free time before I left work.
And this has anything to do with jazz hands?
It's an okay segue.
Okay.
So somebody decided to post a GIF, or a GIF, however you prefer, and it was a mascot at a baseball game dancing, and the security officer that looks serious as can be standing next to him just shoves him out of the way, and I mean, when I say breaks it down, the words don't do it justice.
So, like, if it were a solid, it would just go to liquid right there.
Man, he tore it up. He tore it up.
Took a piece of paper.
And, ooh, I don't know how you made that noise in your mouth. But
I was doing Foley work last night.
I don't know what way we'll get to that in a second. So the point is that this guy, shirt tucked in, black on black pants. I mean, he's got security guard written all over him.
Mm-hmm.
And just the guy funks it up for, I'm going to say, a solid 15 seconds.
And so he funked it up so hard the grass around him was like
he ends
paisley.
Up doing like a somersault and the splits. I mean, we're talking everything. And then he just does like a forward roll and then stands up, does a salute, and then folds his arms and stands there as if nothing had happened. And that's the end of it.
It's just a massive fever dream.
I mean, the fans must have loved it. And then if you look over, oh, he's done. Oh. Thank God somebody got it on film, because you wouldn't have believed the story if nobody had. Isn't that kind of crazy in our culture that if it's not videotaped or somebody didn't take a photo of it, you just don't believe it?
I think there's a compulsion to capture things, because we went to like some metal shows a month ago or so, and there are people with their phones just out.
Yeah, I try not to scrub it up like that, but I mean, think about a concert 20 years ago. There was nobody with a cell phone out because, well, they didn't have cameras on them.
Instead of cell phones, it was lighters.
Well, yeah.
And that was during the ballads.
I guess I don't care about that kind of stuff. I know some
actually
people,
20 years ago was what, the 90s? Isn't that depressing to think about?
Let's not do math. Yeah, it would have been,
but even then, I mean,
1995, sure.
The cell phones really weren't too big. They were like still giant bricks.
Okay, so let's say just a decade ago.
Yeah.
I bet you people weren't taking photos and videos at concerts. I mean,
and even like the social media apps nowadays, it's more video based. It's more smaller tidbits to get people interested, like Vine, Snapchat, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I saw somebody point that out online the other day. Was that actually you?
Maybe.
Somebody talking about how Facebook's just full of videos now instead of statuses.
That's probably Nate. Nate. Mm. No, that was
somebody.
That was your roomie. That was Mike.
Oh my God, it was my roommate.
Yeah.
My roommate's name is Michael. There we go, backstory. So, oh man, we could talk about my new house for 30 minutes. Fuck. It's so nice.
I had a point earlier. I don't remember what
yes,
it was.
Yes. You wanted to tell me about...
Foleys.
Yes, Foleys. Explain.
Foleys. So whenever you get video from like a movie, it doesn't usually have sound associated with it. So there's a studio that actually recreates like the gunshots.
Oh, yeah.
So I was doing that for a sound project last night, for intro to sound. I chose the bath scene with Tuco from The Good, Bad, and the Ugly, where the guy who's like missing an arm,
okay,
kind of crashes in on him and is like, "I've been chasing you down for 8 months." And so he's missing an arm. He's like, "Well, I'm missing an arm, so learn how to shoot left-handed."
Oh.
And I finally have you in this situation that's suitable for me. Because, you know, you can't have a Western without those, like, long, eloquent, drawn-out. Because these people are uneducated, but, you
well,
know, they speak as if they have a master's degree in English.
And let's be real. It's the Old West. They had plenty of time to banter before drawing a weapon.
And
they weren't in any rush.
Tuco, in the little bathtub, has, a flintlock pistol or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And he just fires away. And then, does one of the last disrespectful shots, like,
yes, sir.
And he's like, "If you're going to shoot, don't talk." And then it cuts to Clint Eastwood doing his thing. He's like petting a cat.
What's the guy's name again in the bathtub?
Tuco, I remember correctly.
Without being racial, do you suppose he was somebody that would have built the railroads?
No, he would have had his village attacked by the U.S. military for just like eminent domain, or he would have been like a bandito capturing other cities. In the context of the film.
So was he Native American?
No, he's Hispanic.
Oh, he was Hispanic. Okay. Yeah. All right. I was trying to have fun with like we dance around it and not actually say the race, but I'm going to be real. You lost me. The first one sounded Native American. The second one sounded like Latino or,
yeah.
South American.
I guess, I could have said something like
Spanish,
or he can grow a killer mustache.
Oh jeez,
well. he's got bullets around him on like a sash. He's really into like golden teeth.
Yes, yeah. If he were driving a Ford pickup nowadays, it would have a lot of chrome on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's mean. Okay. All right. All right. So, essentially the project you were doing for school, mind you,
mm-hmm.
was to add sound to footage.
Yep.
That sounds pretty awesome, I'm not going to lie.
Our final project is to take like a 2 minute to 10 minute clip of anything and just mm-hmm. do the same thing. You do the voices, you do the background sound, you do the he said you do the score, but I don't think he actually legitimately wants us to like play the cello, violin, like kettle drums, and arrange this giant orchestraic thing to play
so
in the background.
So, is this instructor a kind of guy that humor would make him give you a good grade?
Yeah, actually.
So, in this situation, you could do both voices and the gunshot noises.
Yeah.
Not the gunshot noises with your mouth. Oh, no. You could do everything
with
your mouth.
Things.
Just one scene with your mouth, and then when he's done laughing, you go, okay, professor, whatever his name is.
Like Doug, all the...
Then you hand
effects.
Him the correct one, which is you've actually taken the software that I'm sure I would never know how to use, and that's the cool part about it. You've got software that you can add sound to video.
Yeah, I learned that you can actually extract video from YouTube, which is kind of...
Say what?
You can just take like videos from like YouTube clips and then just rip them to your hard drive.
With or without sound?
With sound, I think. I assume, because I haven't done it yet.
And is this one of those things that's like U2 to MP3, or is it more complex?
It's a little bit more complex, but it's the same theory.
But you can pretty much take a video from the internet and put it on your hard drive like it's a like it's something you ripped. Isn't that the terminology?
Yeah,
like
I think it loses rip. Some of its some it like compresses it a little bit.
Sure.
So it sounds like a little bit off, or
the quality's not the best.
Yeah, it'll go from 720 to 480.
The quality, much like the couch I'm sitting on right now.
Oh my goodness, this couch. This couch is probably as old as I am. It's moved from country to country, state to state.
Country to country. That's true. Yeah. Matt, how many countries have you lived in?
Lived in two. Visited like five or six.
Well, whoop-dee-doo.
Well, in Europe, the countries aren't very big. So
no, I understand. Yeah. No, I mean,
it's got places.
It's like the New England area. Everything's, well, okay, it's a little larger than that, but
which is kind of interesting to think
it's
about.
Right next to each other.
It was pretty much like, everything I see is mine. And then, like, everything you see compared to the whole country isn't really that much.
Sure.
And talk about the Louisiana Purchase. That was a deal.
I may need to do a little bit of research before we start talking about this kind of stuff.
Yeah, this is stuff that, like...
It'd be nice to have a laptop in front of me or a computer, and then I could, when you say something...
You're like, oh, yes, the Louisiana Purchase.
Oh,
you mean the
yes,
thing that happened in 1838? Which
yeah.
is not the date, by the way.
And then I won't. And then I won't look stupid or sound stupid. How about that?
Yeah, because that's a good point. Because they're not really watching us, are they?
Thank God. And actually, that's the nice part. We can sit here and whatever we want to wear, and we don't have to take showers. Our hair can look terrible. And
I mean, you have to take a shower if you're gonna come here.
Yes, I had to before I went to work today. So I mean, what are you gonna do? Did you work today?
No, I went to school. And so I go to IUPUI, for those who are interested in going to IUPUI. It's a moderately okay school. Then there's things I'd change.
Oh, of course. No school's perfect, but they're not nearly as money hungry as the other ones are.
And if you're so inclined, the sound class was just an intro to sound class, because I'm in the School of Informatics, which is like programming, digital media, cell phone apps. Mm. What else do we do? Audio video stuff, animation. I took like every single 2D animation class that they offer, which is like two.
So you can just get your feet wet with everything and see what you like.
Mm. Yeah,
that's the whole point of college.
If you're going for 4 years, might as well take classes you'll enjoy.
Yeah. Nah, you're not there. It's not meant to be a grind. You just want to go out there and see what you like and see what you want to do with your life.
In fact, I took yoga.
You're kidding.
I took yoga as a
Wait,
class.
Wait, can you teach me how to do yoga?
Yeah, let's bend you over. I'll teach you how to do yoga.
Well, see, I didn't want to take it that direction, but I guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm not very flexible.
Oh, I'm not either.
So,
I mean, I could be in the class.
Yeah, if I could do yoga and not be around a bunch of hot women and embarrassing myself. I know there's like 50 movies out there that have already covered that joke, but just some guy sweating...
And it's one of those things.
Petite women enjoying their workout, and then they look over, and there's me, who hasn't. I'm the guy that hasn't flexed my abs all day, and so
you're just like a pool of sweat.
That bean burrito that I had for lunch is now gonna sing the song of its people,
like the mighty party horn.
Okay, years ago when I used to do ab workouts, I would fart every time.
Is every crunch?
Not every crunch, but you work it out of your system, and I don't want to be in a room full of potential mates and then make that noise.
Yeah, you just shake it loose. It's like a coin in a radiator, and it's clink, clank, clink, clank, clink, clank. As soon as it drops, boop.
Don't mind me, ladies. I mean, maybe there could be some men in there, but let's be honest. I mean, all men do that.
My class was like 30-70.
What, 30% male?
Men, yeah.
That actually seems kind of high.
It did.
You're not in a yoga class. You're taking a class on yoga? How does that work?
I'm essentially taking a yoga class.
Are you guys on mats, or is it more or less like the fundamentals of it?
You're on mats.
You took yoga?
I took yoga.
I'm dumb. Okay, so it is like a yoga
like
class.
The history of yoga.
Well,
I mean, you can take art, or you can take art appreciation. So I know where you're going with that.
Well, yeah, I mean, excuse me. Okay, so there's like doing the motion, and then there's talking about it, and then maybe practicing. I don't know. The class could almost be like how to educate others on how to do it too.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a little bit of that.
How we doing?
We're at 30 minutes exactly, so.
I'll be.
Anything you want to say to wrap up?
No, there will be one of these once a week. Matt and I should sit down approximately every Thursday, but we're both men, so that, and our lives get in the way, so if it's not here Thursday, maybe it'll be there Friday or Saturday.
I know Bill Burr usually does his, like, Monday. Mm. Like, or he'll do it, like, Sunday or that morning.
Sure.
And then upload it. I really don't know what our upload schedule would be.
Yeah.
Or even, like, how much time we have on our SoundCloud or whatever.
Oh, you mean, like, space-wise?
Yeah, it's only allow, like, a couple of hours. So that's, what, 4?
Yeah, that'd be only 4 podcasts.
And
or we could just
try to figure out
4-hour podcast.
Yeah.
My God.
Every like quarter, it's just us going, we're back again. It's Thursday.
Well,
still Thursday.
If
for
you
4 hours.
If you want to take it to a different direction, and we talked about watching a movie while talking. I don't know. If we do something like that, that'd be hour and a half easy.
And I know for legal reasons, you can't like have the sound of the movie, but you can tell people what you're watching. And tell them where to cue it up, and then we'll just talk over it. I know some people have done that.
Yeah.
I don't know how much enjoyment people would get from that, but,
yeah,
you know,
I don't know either.
Whatever.
Well, if we end up taking the YouTube route, we could talk about the film and then upload the film to YouTube and then put the audio over it.
Or...
That has a...
Or what about...
I mean, that's exactly what Riff Chax is, so I don't want to get in trouble there.
Yeah, and like uploading things whenever it usually has those like can't be used for non-educational purposes. Which
as long as we put something in the description that says, hey, we're not trying to, you know, infringe.
Yeah, I mean...
Whatever the terminology is.
That would essentially be like saying, sorry, not sorry.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, sorry. I don't mean to rip you off of here. I'm just going to rip this off real quick.
But we're not making any money from this, so.
I mean,
unless
potentially,
someday,
like if we get a website, there'd be like
sponsored
views.
Yeah.
We can get sponsors. Here's a shout out to Sherry's Berries.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah, we might as well go ahead and plug Sherry's Berries while we're at it. they have like a promo code. I don't know what the promo code is right now, but it's like, 6 of them for $20?
That's
a solid deal.
6 berries for $20. That's
okay. You get 6. You get a half a dozen berries for $19.99. Hand dipped in your preference of white chocolate, dark chocolate. They've even got
shaving
like,
cream, toothpaste.
Oh no, the toothpaste
nice,
is really
nice
good.
Nice chocolate toothpaste combo.
Well, I was gonna try out some radio there for a second, but I'll pass. No, I don't have anything to wrap up with. So
we have an email.
Oh yes,
have an email. Well, we've got an email. We both can check, but I'll probably do most of the legwork on that.
I don't know what the name of it is, so why don't you go
it
and plug
it? It is doneandthirty@gmail.com. That's doneindirty@gmail.
That wasn't taken?
It really wasn't taken.
Oh, that is glorious. There is nobody out there that's come up with that name.
Yeah, so we're the first.
We're the first.
So all drop right. us a hate mail, like mail.
Yeah,
out,
you know. Just any kind of criticism. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I'm an adult.
And we may read it on the air. Who knows?
Yeah, actually, yeah. If we get to that stage, we can start reading tweets. We can start reading emails, letters, whatever you want to send us.
And here's to next week.
And have a great day.
Bye.